Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Went back to Moody, even though the early part of the game, it wasn't working. And then Moody obviously cashed in some opportunities. So within the own game, within the same game, you're going to have some lineups working and some lineups not working, depending on the flow of the outcome.
Absolutely. Mark is in Berkeley, wants to join in the conversation, react to game one, 95-85 in favor of the Golden State Warriors as they snap their three-game losing streak in the playoffs. They had lost to the Celtics back in the finals. They had lost to the Kings, and then the Lakers. Now their first game since that Lakers series in the playoffs, they win in H-Town. Good morning, Mark. How are you feeling, man?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Who do you think you... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Who would you rather play, the Timberwolves or the Lakers?
Can we beat the Rockets first?
Oh, that series is over, my friend.
The arrogance is here.
My God.
Sharpshooters. The Rockets can't shoot, man.
Yeah.
They're bricking. They're no good. Van Fleet, they're garbage. You guys don't know. Wait till we play somebody hard. You'll see.
Okay. Well, now
already up.
Entertain me. Who do you want? Then, Mark?
Play the Lakers next. I want to play the Lakers next, and then I want to beat. I hope the Thunder get thrown out by somebody, and if they don't, we're in trouble.
The Thunder. I'll say this. And Mark,
I love the
Mark
arrogance.
Is feeling it,
and then immediate white flag. If the Thunder don't get thrown out, we're in trouble.
You know what? I'll go to some callers. Let's throw it out there. How arrogant are you feeling after that win?
God.
What is the arrogance factor right now, Dub Nation?
One
game. What's the arrogance meter at for you?
We might play on Friday to we're probably getting kicked out of the playoffs to one game against
the
Rockets.
Lakers.
The Rockets are done.
Yes.
It is pretty fun.
Right?
Because I'm not going to lie, that crossed my mind too watching last night.
You should. Well,
I felt like a witch because I was ready to grab the broom and then just go around the living room.
I don't want to toot my own horn, and there's a whole series to go. I did say on Friday, my final thought, when we were all giving our predictions.
Yeah, you gave it, yeah?
I said the Warriors are going to sweep.
I
said the Warriors will sweep them.
And how was that received?
Oh, Bonte scoffed at it, of course. You know,
what?
He's like, you're not giving respect.
Pom Bonte?
It was TV Bonte. You got to give respect. See, the Fred Van Vliet of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a champion.
Well, he also wants
it's a
seven
championship
paychecks.
Mindset.
He wants to make sure it's a seven-game series for the paychecks.
I'm not mad at it, though.
It's smart.
Businessman Bonte.
It's smart.
But I said sweep. And again, I stood by that. I'm going to say that. But again, it's a whole series we have to talk about. But I'm not going to get mad at Mark for feeling that way. What is your arrogance level right now, Dub Nation, after that win? Are you still showing respect to the opponent? Are you saying, no. Let's go for the throat on Wednesday and kick them while they're down, sweep the leg, Johnny Lawrence, right? Cobra Kai, Johnny LaRusso.
USA Today. I'm reading all the preview stuff over the weekend, and I'm like, wow, what's everyone picking? And it was all over the place. Like, some of the ESPN people picked the Warriors, some didn't. USA Today, Rockets in 5, Rockets in 6, Rockets in 7. These are people that you've never heard of. And then
people were really picking the Rockets in this series?
Lorenzo Reyes, Rockets in 5. Boy, Lorenzo, how you feeling this morning? Like, on the real. I don't know who this guy Lorenzo is, but he worked. He writes something for USA Today. Heather Tucker, Rockets in six. James Williams, by the way, the most cowardly thing you can do. Rockets in seven. It's like you have no faith in them. You're like, there's no way. Jeff Zilgit.
These aren't real people. I don't believe in any of these names.
This is AI?
Yes. ChatGPT predictions.
USA Today AI. They all were picking the Warriors to lose.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, no, seriously, heading into the series, like, why would you pick the Rockets? They can't score the ball. They can't.
Well, they were the two seed, Joe.
I don't care if they were the one seed. They can't do anything offensively other than give to Şengün and hope that he has a good game and has an efficient game. But if he gets in foul trouble, they're cooked.
Well,
they're cooked.
The Warriors have to stay level-headed, and they have to continue to execute because, again, they had a 20-point lead in this game. It was down to a three-point game, 73-76. And look, your throat was a little scratchy if you're a Warrior fan. You're getting a little nervous.
That was just the allergies. I took my Zyrtec, and then they went on a run, and they were fine.
I have to believe that there's no way they could shoot that poorly moving forward.
They're not going to shoot that poorly, but I do think what the Warriors showed yesterday is what's going to give Rockets fits the most in the series. It's their defense. Like, I think we underrated the Warriors' defense a lot heading into this series because we were giving all the credit to Houston for their defense, rightfully so.
Yeah.
They still have a very good defense. I'm not saying they don't. But at the end of the day, if the Warriors are going to play that defense against an already offensively challenged team, Joe, that's not a recipe for success for them.
No.
It's just not. And they were hanging their hat on size. Well, they out-rebounded the Warriors offensively on the offensive glass by 16. 16, and they lost by 10, and they were down 23 at one point. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is the radio host in me, and I get it. I'm selling the series. I'm not calling it right now, but it's very hard for me after that game yesterday to find a pathway for that Rockets team to win this series.
But here's what I want to ask you, because like you,
it's very difficult.
Not
for
that
me.
You've been as high on the Warrior team as me, because I'm insane. Like at one minute I love them, the next minute I'm like they're gonna lose right away. But like I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. Dead serious on this. I really do. Like, I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped and looking at mine. I'm being dead serious. So how did you go from, like, I don't know about this Warrior team to all of a sudden, like, now one game? Because that's it is surprising.
Oh, well, I know. Well, that was about winning the West and winning Western Conference.
I'm talking about this Rockets matchup.
Well, I've always felt confidence about this matchup against the Rockets.
Yeah, you said this before the play-in.
Yeah, because the Rockets, again, I don't want the Lakers or the Timberwolves or the Clippers in the first round. Like, I don't want to mess
with the Nuggy Nugs.
Like, those, you saw that. You saw that overtime.
I want no part of the Nuggets Clippers.
Now, and I might be
no part of that
series. I might be backtracking and say I should have jumped on your boat about the Lakers. But again, maybe the Lakers win game 2.
We'll see.
Like LeBron, he's 40. Like he looked his age at points in that game. Luka, Austin Reeves. I don't know. I don't know yet with that one.
But I think the Lakers are a work in progress.
I'll give credit to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who I think a lot of people are sleeping on.
They scare me now.
They are really good.
Yeah.
They were in the Western Conference Finals. That's a team with Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid in particular that has given the Warriors fits in the past. That being said, I always wanted this matchup because I think the Rockets, what they present to the Warriors isn't on the level of what other teams can.
But they have Şengün. They have Şengün. Like, they have one thing that...
But you need more than one player against this Warriors team. But you know why? Because the Warriors have two of those guys offensively that can get it done. And I know for the longest time it was, the offensive Jimmy. And I was a part of that. It's like, man, are we going to see this Jimmy Butler?
He's been unbelievable since the Clipper game.
He's playoff Jimmy.
He's been activated.
He's been insane.
Yeah,
like, that's the guy that you can...
Insane.
He is going to get you.
He's been insane.
I could plug in.
That's a good point.
I could plug in 20 plus points now every single game for Jimmy Butler going forward.
Since the Spurs game, 28, Trailblazers 24,
yep.
Clippers 30,
yeah.
38 against the Grizzlies, 25. Here's the best part. Listen to this. Since April 1st, 38 minutes against the Grizzlies, 36 minutes against the Lakers, 34 minutes against the Nuggets, 33 against the Rockets, only 20 against the Suns, 38 against the Spurs, 28 against the Blazers, 48 minutes in an overtime game against the Clippers, 40 in the play-in game, and last night, 42 minutes. He's playing an absurd amount of minutes. This is playoff Jimmy.
Well, and again,
it's been unbelievable.
And he spoke to TNT after the game yesterday and was saying this rest, those last four days off was the key.
Just rest, honestly. Getting some rest, clear minds, knowing that we got one job to do, come in here, compete, and try to steal one on the road.
And here's more from him, again, talking about his guy, Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Like I always say, Batman comes out of nowhere. You never see him coming, then he just falls from the sky, from a building, behind a door, and does some incredible things, man. He's going to be the reason that we do win at all. We all know that, but we got to protect him at all costs.
And they're getting the last laugh over the Joker that is Dylan Brooks yesterday.
When Steph hit that three, that crazy three, the camera immediately cut to Jimmy on the bench, and he was like, are you blanking kidding me?
I was like, oh, wait, that's what it's like to have another player on my team that can do these incredible things.
Another Hall of Famer is amazed by what someone else is doing. I think that like us, like fans, you watch someone's career play out like across the country or whatever, and you're like, oh, that guy's really good. You know, he's awesome. He's an all-time player. Mm-hmm. And then you watch him every night. And I know this happened to me for Kevin Durant. It's like, oh, no, he's so much better than I knew he was great. But he's so much better when he's on your team and you get to watch him every single night. And I feel like Jimmy is getting an up close, you know, opportunity to realize like, yeah, I knew Steph was great, but I didn't know he was this good.
You know, we were almost a game away from having a couple years ago when they had that finals run for the Warriors, that championship run. We were a game away from maybe having a Jimmy Butler Miami Heat squad.
I remember that.
And I think everyone would have said the Warriors would have like smoked him in that series, just given where that team exhaustion level was, Jimmy Butler in that game seven. But obviously the Celtics got it done, and it is, but it's, again, it's crazy how things work out, right?
It really is.
Here's more after the game. And by the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Stephen Curry, the Batman that Jimmy's referring to, talking about his Robin, if you will, Jimmy, and their first playoff game together.
Just a continuation of what it's been like since he's been on our team from February. He has a knack for big moments, even if it's not him, you know, finishing the play. Yeah, he hit a big shot at the elbow, but just a guy that is composed with the ball, his poise out there, his presence. And, you know, if they're going to swarm and try to take me out of plays and in the half court at times, you have a guy that can create, you know, a lot of looks and defensively as well. You know, he plays way bigger than his size. So just, it's obviously a great addition, and it has been since February, and we want to continue that.
His instincts on jumping passing lanes, getting the loose balls, diving on the floor, he's a monster. And then offensively, what I love is this, he has his right-handed, like, in-and-out move that he does to get to his shot. Like, he kind of, like, baits you in. It's not this spectacular crossover or anything like hot saucy, like the way Steph would do it.
No, it's throwback ISO ball, which
he's
I love.
So like, sick.
Like, I hate to, again.
No, I said it in the thread. I go, I want ISO Jimmy down the stretch, and we got a bucket. Did we not?
I said it to Bonte on Friday. I was like, God, like, listen, I get it. Dub Nation, you guys all love your ball movement. It's one of your four titles.
I'm in a place.
No, be honest. Like, you missed a little ISO basketball.
Yeah.
When KD was here doing his ISO one-on-one, it's like, just clear out. Give your stud the ball. He'll get you a bucket. Let's go home. Like, I love Steph. That's not his strong suit, ISO ball, at times. It's not. That's not his thing.
His little turnaround, though, is automatic.
Oh, you mean, well.
Whenever that little, like, when he backs you down and he knows he has the size on you, his little back around, like, fadeaway is
the rare
money.
Time when he does, like, on a Fred VanVleet, when he has size over someone.
And it's just nothing but net.
Well, God. And when he's doing this, it also is just, it drives it home even more.
As I said, 18 apiece. He'll dance. He'll throw up a shot.
Oh,
goodness.
Are you kidding me?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. Wow, what a shot.
God, I love Kevin Harlan.
That was the Steph shot?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. He's so damn good.
How about the one where he hit where he barely had the ball in his hand? Oh. He was on the logo, the corner.
Yeah.
Side logo, whatever.
Exactly
that,
what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he just like flung it up, and I was like, wow, Steph, he's just unreal.
Must be nice. Must be nice to just be able to do that with the basketball.
What'd they say? Billy the Kid had the fastest gun in the West?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, well, Steph has the fastest gun in the West. I mean, his trigger is just so quick.
Billy the Kid, who Bill and Ted, obviously, an excellent adventure, abducted.
Yes.
I think it was their first abduction. Him or Socrates was one or the other. No, it was Billy the Kid, because then they went to Greece, and then they got to the Queens. Oh, yeah, there you go. I love Bill and Ted's. But like whenever we say righteously brewed for Laughing Monk, I think of Bill and Ted. Righteously Triumphant, bro. Come on. That's a great class. It's a classic stoner.
Yesterday
was 420. A lot of people were probably watching it, right?
I love it.
Yesterday
was a phone booth.
There you go. Right. Yeah, there's no more phone booths anymore. Great movie, by the way, with Colin Farrell. Did you have a good Easter real quick? Was it nice?
Of course. I had a great Easter.
I mean, it capped off amazingly. Like, it was perfect, but church, everything, all that.
Everything was great.
What do you guys eat on Easter?
Well, we did sushi for lunch with Grandpa.
Interesting.
It was a last minute thing. And so
it's fine.
And then we went over to Michelle's side of the family, and they had, oh my gosh, that's this like, I guess it's like a frittata of some sort. This egg ham thingy. I forget where it was from.
Nelly frittata.
Oh my God. It was delicious.
There you go. You know what else is delicious? Jimmy Butler.
Who's delicious?
He's delicious. On the physicality last night, Jimmy Buckets.
They're an incredible team, definitely a physical one. But I would like to think that we don't back down from any challenge anyways. And we met brute force with brute force, maybe a little bit of finesse in there as well. But I think we handled their pressure incredibly well, knowing that coming out the next game is probably going to be 2 to 3 times even more physical.
Oh, it's going to be physical. It's going to be a dogfight. Like, Wednesday's a must win for the Houston Rockets. And we got 2 days to prepare for that, so we'll leave game two for then. But it's going to be a dogfight. And they're going to throw the kitchen sink at them. I expect technicals. I expect Ime Udoka to be going nuts. I expect him to be talking smack with Steve Kerr. There's going to be everything baked into it on Wednesday, because it's turned into, just given how that game played out yesterday, it's an absolute must win for Houston if they have any shot in this series. Any shot.
Draymond has got to control his emotions. And I love the way Steve Kerr handled him in this game. I thought there were specific opportunities where you could feel Draymond's frustration boiling over. And he did the unnecessary little, like, shove on Şengün, which wasn't the end of the world.
It was whatever, yeah.
But Steve was like, all right, come sit down over here. Let's calm this down. Let's limp this. But I thought it was really smart by Steve.
888-957-9570. We were talking about tandems, Joe, heading into the playoffs. Like, what tandem would you like the most with all the NBA teams? And we were doing, like, a little ranking. I think Grandy and I were doing it. And I think it was, you know, LeBron and Luka, Tatum and Brown, right? I didn't put Shai Gilgeous and whoever, player X or Jalen Williams.
Chet looked pretty good.
I don't know who their number two is at the time.
That's the beauty of that team. They have like three number twos.
Yeah, but also, let's see it, right?
Well,
but
I hear you.
Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, right? Like, that'd be one, and Harden and Kawhi.
Although Aaron Gordon and Jokic on that pick and roll is pretty nasty.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, right?
God, I love watching Aaron Gordon and him play.
Again, I took Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, and yesterday, like, it solidified that for me. Like, what those players complement with each other, I don't think any other tandem does in the NBA outside of maybe Jason Tatum and Brown. But again, they're interesting, those two. And again, the Celtics won. They pulled away late from the Magic.
But it was Derek White, and everyone else looked great.
But they don't, like, they play off each other, but not really. Like,
well, it's
whenever
your turn,
my turn. Correct.
They remind me more of an OKC offense with Russ and KD than they do.
That's a great call.
Yeah, you know, but also, when Derek White's hitting and Pritchard's hitting and all their other, they're almost unbeatable.
Well, let's real quick. It's the East.
I know, but they're a very good team.
Take a step. It's the Eastern Conference. Sam actually had a great question this morning as we're reacting to the opening weekend of NBA playoff basketball. He's like, is there one Eastern Conference series you care about?
No.
And I said, care about strong? Like, one that I think will be fun is the Pistons and Knicks. Like, that came down to the end. Those, like, it was physical. It's fun. Like, those are two iconic franchises.
I care more about the Ottawa Senators hockey game that was on in between the two basketball games.
You were not locked into Ottawa Toronto.
I was.
Stop.
Maple Leaf crowd was going crazy.
The Battle for Ontario, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Michelle's Uncle Danny was having a great time watching.
Sam wanted
hockey
to chime in so bad.
You're going to like this. I watched Liverpool take out Leicester.
Leicester City.
And they got relegated.
What's the
out of the Premier League.
What is it called? What's the other league behind it?
I don't even
know. Championship League.
Okay, so yes. There you go. So them and three other teams are now out.
Leicester, by the way, real quick, for those of you who don't know, and it goes to English Premier League.
It was a big
sports day. Leicester might have had the most improbable run in the history of sports. If you just go by the odds, when they won the Premier League, I want to say like a decade ago, it was one of the like greatest Cinderellas in the history of sports. No one cares because it's America and it's English Premier League. But I'm just telling you how improbable that run was. Beating the likes of Man City, the Liverpools. I don't even know the comp. Maybe it's the Jacksonville Jaguars No, seriously.
Beating,
they winning
were like,
the Super Bowl.
They were like 350-1.
Yeah. It was insane. The start of the year. It was like insane. But
like the 2010 Giants.
There you go. A little bit. Like that would be kind of the
beating
comp.
The Phillies. Beating yeah. The Braves.
Right. And it's a little different because it's Premier League. It's like a regular season. There's no playoff bracket. It's not like the Champions League. But again, just you were talking about Leicester City. I had to bring that up. How improbable would it be for the Golden State Warriors to win in this thing? After yesterday, it's a little bit less improbable for me. You got to be feeling. How could you not feel on top of the world right now after that win?
It's as good of a win that they've had, and they've had some great wins. I mean, they had a three-game stretch that was as good as any three-game stretch they've had in 3 or 4 years.
Best win since probably Game 7 but here's, against the Kings in that opening round series?
But do you know why I'm so encouraged? Is because I actually think there's like a dozen things that they could do better in the next one. You know what I mean? I know like they had multiple leads. I didn't even think, like, none of the ancillary pieces were really hitting. Moody didn't hit until late. Pods went long stretches without hitting a bucket. Quinn Post was kind of awful in this one. Moody wasn't great, you know? So, like, Buddy was a net negative. GP2, he was okay at times. And then I thought he's played himself off the floor by the end of the game. They can play a better game. Draymond Green wasn't great yesterday. Now, situationally, he had his moments. Like, it was really Steph and Jimmy. I think the team can play better, if that makes any sense at all.
By the way, you mentioned Draymond Green. He appeared in his 158th career playoff game with the Dubs.
158?
That tied Klay Thompson for the most in franchise history. 158th career playoff game, wow. Tying Klay Thompson for the most in franchise history. History. Steph doesn't have that?
Well, because if he's out, that's right.
That's a good point.
That's incredible longevity from Draymond.
Speaking of Steph, here's another one for you.
That is like, because most people would have bet against him physically over the years.
No, it's a great point. Well, I think a lot of us heading into the season is like, I don't know what I'm going to get from Draymond.
I didn't think he'd get 65 games.
You guys made the bet, like the House of Prime Rib bet, about 65 games because there's technical fouls, there's ejections all baked into that. The body holding up. The guy's he's the only like big guy on the starting lineup.
Şengün's got a foot and at least 50 pounds on him.
He does.
Right?
And he was still making him work for that.
I don't think people understand how difficult Draymond's job over the last decade has been. Ridiculously difficult.
And I think if you were somewhat skeptical still, even though you won one game, I know Mark and Berkeley's flexing his muscles because the Houston Rockets, I do think the Warriors win this series. And now it's about how do they do it short? Do they do it long? Like taking care of this thing early, I think will pay off huge because of the rest. We'll get to it on the